This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to check on our money and talk some money. And Henry Biddlecombe is here. How are you, Henry? Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, nice to see you guys.
Yeah, we don't see you often enough. You see, Anthea's usually always here.
Yeah, she's been pretty good lately. Less hangovers, more work.
Yes, exactly. All right, so there's lots to talk about. Can we start with the US?
Yeah.
Because there's been so much noise about Facebook lately, and I see that Google are busy launching some new, they're busy having a competition in-house to all the designers to design a new logo for themselves. But there's lots going on with Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet, and PayPal. How are we looking?
Yes, I mean, I think as you correctly point out, I think the markets at the moment are just trying to digest an incredible amount of information.
Yeah.
And we actually find ourselves in a very interesting time. You know, the bull market's close to 10 years old, which makes it one of the longest running bull markets of all time. We know that economies are cyclical. It can't last forever. We also know that the Fed is looking to normalize monetary policy, and it's kind of grappling with what pace they should do that at. But then offsetting that, you've had some incredibly strong U.S. economic growth coming through at around 2.3% versus the market expectation of around 2%. You've got this huge tailwind in the form of tax reform,
right,
which we think will add around 10% to corporate earnings for this year. And then, amazingly, you've got the clown from The Apprentice and the lunatic from North Korea making nice, which also bodes well for geopolitical stability. And that's good for markets. So it's a really interesting time to be alive at the moment, especially for an asset manager. And in that context, we're going into the first earnings season of the year. And so far, it's been good.
Fantastic. I think all of these things are pointing at a market that's going to sustain this growth for a little bit longer. Why is it that, I mean, is it just human pessimism, or is it realistic to assume that a bull market can't last forever? I mean, is 10 years just outrageous? Is there no historical precedent for this kind of thing?
There is precedent, but there are only one or two occasions. So the broader expectation is for it to end. And I think that's why people are so focused on earnings season right now, because everyone's looking for an excuse to sell shares in panic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't, in other words.
Don't. And Facebook's a really nice example of the types of opportunities that panic can create for asset managers like ourselves.
Right. Okay, so let's look at that. Because when Mark Zuckerberg was summoned to Congress, Facebook took quite a big hit. Like, $4 billion came off of their price?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal number. The share price came off from about around $185 to, I think, $150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, after he performed in front of Congress and largely had confused them because they're old men who don't understand the internet, then yes, suddenly went up by about $9 billion.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to be able to separate the fundamentals from sentiment, right? But that's the interesting thing about the markets. Two things can drive share prices: fundamentals and sentiment. And Facebook was just hit with a swathe of negative sentiment. Mm-hmm. And it eventually got to a point where that stock was trading on a forward earnings multiple of 17 times. And I mean, for those of you who follow the market, and I know you do, you'll know that that's an incredibly low valuation for a business that's growing its earnings at 20% per annum.
Yeah.
In the context of a tech sector where you're paying multiples of anything from 25 to 40. And as asset managers, we looked at this and we said, guys, unless you think that the Facebook model is fundamentally poked, this surely is a raging buy.
So if I gave you a couple of billion dollars now and you were forced to put it into something on the New York Stock Exchange, something on the NASDAQ, what would you buy?
It would be Facebook. Really? At $150, I thought it was an absolute no-brainer.
Huh. And even now?
Even now. You know, it's obvious. It's less obvious now at around $178. I think we're closed Friday. But the fundamentals still look incredibly strong. And I think the rating's now closer to a forward 20. But in the context of a tech sector that I think is trading on an average forward multiple of around 26, 27 times, it still looks very cheap.
All right. Very good. So let's look at some other things. U.S. GDP growth, stronger than expected. Again, you know, people might think he's a bit of a clown and an idiot, but it would appear that Donald Trump is doing for the economy what he promised.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to the guy, he's a bit of a PR nightmare, but as you point out, he's been able to achieve a lot.
Sure.
And tax reform is just one of the things that we've seen come through in a relatively short space of time, actually.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to point out that with the tax reform, companies are forced to bring back an incredible amount of money back into the United States anyway. And in the first year, companies get a tax deduction for the money that they reinvest back into the economy. And that's incredibly good for growth going forward.
Huh. All right. Here in South Africa, what can we look forward to in the next week? Is there anything happening? Because I don't see much activity this morning. The roads are quiet. It's meant to be a working day. Tomorrow is a public holiday. That means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, people are going to be on a go slow. We had a strike last week. What's happening?
So I don't think we're expecting much news from the local markets this week. But I think the important thing now is what the MPC decides to do with our monetary policy. I absolutely think that there's scope for an additional rate cut. And I think that we should seize the opportunity to cut the rate. To kind of jolt economic growth. I mean, that I don't need to tell you guys, that's what we need. And with inflation coming in at 3.8%, and with the Reserve Bank targeting inflation at a range of 3 to 6%, we're at the lower end of that range, and we can cut rates. I don't understand why we're not cutting rates. It's very frustrating for me.
All right. Just a couple other things. When you talked about earnings season, so Apple, Snap, Alibaba, Tesla, these are all big companies. Any expectations there in terms of sort of massive returns for people who didn't expect them, or else disappointing ones for people who were hoping for more?
Yes, I mean, we're still at the beginning of the earnings season, right. And as you point out, we've still got a long way to go, and these are some big names that still have to report. So Apple, Snap, Alibaba, Tesla, Activision, Blizzard for the gamers out there, Under Armour for the sportsmen. These are all big names that a lot of us may or may not hold.
Hasn't Netflix been terrific?
Netflix has also been terrific, and that's actually a really interesting one to talk about. So what everyone's getting excited about there is the stellar subscriber growth that's been coming through. You know, they've got over 125 million subscribers globally. I mean, to put that into context, the US cable TV industry only consists of around 100 million subscribers. So it's an incredible number.
Wow.
But what's also incredible is the forward P that you're paying for that share. You're paying a P of 80 times for Netflix right
now. So don't buy it now.
I think it's too expensive.
Yeah.
But conversely, one we do like is Disney. I think that's looking incredibly cheap. I'm not sure how many of you know this, but ESPN will be coming to market. Ben, you'll enjoy this. Coming to market this year with a sports-focused streaming service. It's a kind of a Netflix, but for sports. And then next year, Disney are coming to market with a Disney-branded streaming service. And they're trading on a forward multiple of around 13 times.
Huh.
Yeah, it's long overdue because ESPN have been hemorrhaging money for the last few years. They really have
and
been.
Subscribers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Henry. Anything else you want to throw in there? You're looking at Under Armour, apparently. Not for yourself to buy Under Armour, like fitness clothing, right? It's kind of, I mean, they do everything. They do underwear. They do those gym outfits, all that kind of thing. Why is Under Armour interesting?
So it's interesting because this is a stock that was incredibly expensive for a long time. Kevin Plank's obviously an incredibly successful entrepreneur, and he built the company up very quickly to a point where the market expected it to become the next Nike or the next Adidas. But then in a shocking and rapid fashion, growth kind of tapered off. Earnings went backwards, and so did the share, from around $40 to around, I think, $14 today. And this could well be a good turnaround story. I think it's a good example of what happens to new businesses when they stop innovating. But having said that, if you believe that the management team can turn the company around, they can start innovating and they start getting their products right again, I think this is a share that could do well over time. So it's one that we haven't bought yet, but we're also watching it very closely.
All right. Thank you very much. There's a lot of useful tips in there. Always good to see you, Henry. We'll
Likewise.
Check in with you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Tell Anthea if she needs a day or two off, we don't mind when it's any of you other guys who stand in.
I'll let her know.
All right, very good. There we go. That's your money shot for this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.